With just under 2 weeks to go until the Queensland election, tensions are beginning to flare up in the north on the subject of the Adani Carmichael mine. While the Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk and the Labor Party previously signalled their support for the mine, they've now changed their position about providing the project with a $1 billion loan through the federal government. Journalist Casey Briggs joins us now from Queensland to tell us more about the situation. Good morning, Casey.
Morning, Ian. How are you?
Oh, very good, mate. Very good. The Labor government previously said that they would support the federal government subsidy to Adani, and they've now turned around and backflipped on that. What's behind it?
Yeah, well, this is a very, very complicated matter, bear with me. But what's happened here is at the end of the first week of the campaign, the Premier has called a surprise press conference. It's taken everybody off guard at 4:30 on a Friday afternoon at her office, and that's, fair to say, not a normal thing to do during an election campaign. And the stated reason for this backflip on this loan is a conflict of interest, or a perceived conflict of interest, and that is that the Premier said she was getting out ahead because her political opponents were about to launch this big smear campaign. And the reason for that is that her partner, Sean Dratch, long-term partner, is a man who works for PricewaterhouseCoopers. They're a big consulting firm that work for a lot of big companies. And it had emerged that he had worked on the loan application on Adani's behalf to the Northern Australia Infrastructure Facility, the NAIF, this body that's determining whether Adani gets the loan. Now, the Premier says she didn't know about this until that week when her partner was employed with PricewaterhouseCoopers. The undertaking was made by PwC that they would avoid conflicts of interest in his work. Evidently, that didn't happen, but the Premier didn't find out. So she apparently found out on Tuesday of the first week of the election after one of her colleagues heard some of these rumours from Canberra that they were about to launch a campaign against her and tip a bucket on her for having a conflict of interest. She then sought advice from Queensland's Integrity Commissioner and then on Friday announced that she would be vetoing the loan. Now, what that means is not that she's just saying no to the loan. It's not a loan that she's going to be determining whether or not it gets up. That's done by the NAIF, the Northern Australia Infrastructure Facility. They're an independent body that have this $5 billion to loan out at a concessional interest rate to companies for infrastructure in the north of Australia. What she said is she can't get in the way of that assessment process, but in order for it to get to Adani, if NAIF decide that they want to give it to Adani, it has to be passed through Queensland for constitutional reasons. Basically, the Queensland government have to facilitate that loan. And the Premier on a couple of weeks ago said she won't be doing that. She won't be facilitating that. So essentially, it is a veto on the loan. That's the stated reason behind the backflip. Of course, her opponents, the Liberal National Party, were quick to come out of that and go, well, no, that's an overboard response, and that's more than what the Integrity Commissioner had even wanted in the first place. That's completely overboard. And so they're suggesting that it's for political reasons, that it's to shore up support in places that aren't so keen on the Adani mine, and that is the inner Brisbane seats of South Brisbane and Brisbane Central and McConnell, those seats in the kind of inner city of Brisbane that have more green voters, have people that are less keen on the idea of huge coal mines in the central and north of the state, but have a kind of each way bet, and alleging that she's shoring up those votes while still supporting the mine publicly for people in Townsville who also who are looking forward to the jobs, and Rockhampton, who are looking forward to the jobs this proposal will bring. And the Premier's in this really difficult position because she needs to win seats this election in both places.
Well, as you say, it is rather complex, Casey. There's the perceived conflict of interest, and there's the polling reasons. Now, if given that I think when you listen to people all around Australia, and I can't say specifically Queensland because I haven't been there for a bit, but you tell us opposition is building to the mine, that if the Labor Party is coming around to a position where they shouldn't be supporting the mine, why don't they just come out and say so?
Well, the government don't say they're not supporting the mine. The government's position has long been that no taxpayer money will go to this mine, and if it's going to go ahead, it has to stack up. The Premier is still very much saying, I support this mine, but no taxpayer money is going to go to it. Now, we are slowly though getting to this position, though, where since the Premier's made that announcement a couple of Fridays ago, the Labor Party has been quite inconsistent with what it's been saying. And first of all, it was about this conflict of interest. Then we've had candidates saying, well, no, there's been no change of position. This is always what we were saying we were going to do. And we've had other candidates, and even the Treasurer last week said that they've listened to community concerns and we've made a change based on community concerns. And so there's this sort of strange messaging where I think the Premier caught everyone off guard, even her own ministers and candidates, and now they're all struggling to work out what they're saying and how to sell this incredibly kind of surprise announcement, I guess. But it does signal that there are members of the Labor Party that are unhappy with the government's support for the mine. The LNP, on the other hand, are much more gung-ho in their support. They've got politically a lot less to lose, certainly. They are pro, and they've said, we will facilitate this loan, we will make this loan happen if it's approved. But the Labor Party, politically at least, are playing a very difficult game up here. There are seats in places like Cairns, seats in places like the Whitsundays, where there is still opposition to the mine because people there are worried about what it could do to the Great Barrier Reef, if there's water runoff, if there's all the various kind of environmental issues that come with a mine as big as this. Both these cities rely on tourism for basically the backbone of their economies, and so without the reef or with the reef in trouble, Cairns and the Whitsundays start to really struggle, whereas Townsville and Rockhampton, who are both been chosen as FIFO hubs for this mine, are going, great, you beaut, I've got a whole bunch of jobs coming my way. And those two cities are both cities that are really struggling at the moment. Townsville particularly, who have lost the nickel refinery after that shut down, and we're seeing extended court proceedings involving Clive Palmer over there. They're really struggling and on the lookout for something that's going to bring more employment.
Now, given this is in the wake of a political campaign that is ongoing, and given that the Labor Party arguably are having their cake and eating it too on this issue, how has the polling been affected by this issue?
Well, we don't get a lot of polling in seats in Queensland. It's just a very, very geographically spread out state, and it's very hard to know. But there have been a few interesting results, and just this morning a Courier Mail Galaxy poll has come out, which shows maybe those fears about inner city Brisbane are correct, because the seat of South Brisbane, which is currently held by the Deputy Premier Jackie Trad, and that is historically a very safe Labor seat. The Greens, according to this poll, if it's to be believed, have just edged ahead. They're at 51% in two-party preferred terms. They're getting almost 30% of the vote in that seat. That is going to cause some big headaches for the Deputy Premier. She's regarded as a future leader, and could be in a lot of trouble. So there is some signs that potentially those fears about the inner seats, and perhaps some are claiming the reason for these statements on Adani in the last couple of weeks come down to. There's some evidence that there's truth to it.
We're speaking with journalist Casey Briggs about the Adani coal mine project and the Queensland government's decision to not back the Northern Australia Infrastructure Facility loan of $1 billion toward the project. Initially, when the government was more supportive of the mine, they did a deal with Adani regarding royalties, and there's been some recent revelations about the tax structure of Adani and allegations of corruption and a suggestion that, in fact, they would be liable to not pay very much at all to the Queensland government. Do you think that's played any role at all in the change of attitude of the government toward the mine?
Look, I think it's hard to know exactly what the Premier's thinking. I think it's certainly a big issue that would need to be considered by the government. Amongst the electorate, amongst all of the people that are out there chanting Stop Adani, it's not factoring, really. It's a complicated issue. It's hard to convince someone on the street of the merits of your cause based on quite a complicated argument about offshore accounts and corruption and all that kind of thing. So that's not been the message that I've been hearing from the people that are out there against the mine, whether or not it's been impacting on the government's internal thinking is another question that you would need to be a mind reader, I think, to fully understand.
Now, if the Labor government were successful in their re-election, would their refusal to back this loan essentially kill the mine?
Well, it's hard to know. Adani has at various points said various things. They have said previously that this loan would be critical. Would be critical for them to get the project up. They've also then lately said, no, that's not true. We don't need the loan to go ahead. We don't need the loan for the mine to go ahead at all. So it's a bit hard to tell. It's also a bit hard to tell if the federal government could find some other way of getting the money to Adani, whether or not they can bypass the state, I guess, if needed. So Adani's not yet spoken, as far as I'm aware, on this issue. They're keeping mum during the campaign, although they don't really speak much at all, no matter how hard you try, we've found. Whether or not they could go ahead, whether or not they could seek overseas financing is an open question. They've already struggled to get financing for the mine itself. So yeah, who knows?
Casey, has there been any raising in the public mind during the election campaign of the fact that traditional owners don't have an agreement with Adani regarding the mine?
Yeah, that's been an ongoing issue. It's certainly not something that is in the forefront of people's minds, I think. I think when people get worried about Adani, they're worried about the health of the Great Barrier Reef. They're worried about the future of renewable energy, things like that, rather than Indigenous land use agreements. There are certainly issues there, and I think there are some of those proceeding through the courts at the moment.
Well, Casey, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem.
That was journalist Casey Briggs, and he was speaking to us there about the Adani project and Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk's announcement that a government will not help facilitate the loan to the project if re-elected.